eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Come on!
I wonder what my mother thought when I was like listening to Ozzy Osbourne records in seventh grade.
Probably was concerned about you.
I remember a teacher one time in eighth grade, my English teacher, told me, please don't wear that shirt again to school. It was a, it was Ozzy Osbourne on a throne with what appeared to be blood and guts in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
With a little person. Dressed as a hangman next to him.
Yeah. Both things could be true now in today's day and age.
Yeah.
You would have been expelled for wearing that shirt, and the teacher would have been fired for telling you not to wear the shirt.
Yes. I can't believe my mother let me wear that. She says, I put on that Aussie shirt, and she was like, oh, good to go.
All right. If that's what you want to wear.
Head to eighth grade.
It's your life.
I had a Speak of the Devil shirt also. That was a similar thing where he was like mouth wide open with fake blood and guts coming out of
wow.
it. I mean, well, he was singing very melodic, nice songs. I don't understand the image.
Yeah, you were a dark soul in your
adolescence. I guess I was. These people that I think people are pretending to be upset that baseball opening day was in Korea, South Korea.
Pretending?
Yeah.
South Korea, Seoul.
Seoul.
Yeah.
I think they're pretending because
okay.
they wouldn't have watched Dodgers, Padres, anyway.
Yeah.
Wherever it was.
Well, they were weeping for the local fan.
Okay, well, that's fine.
The West Coast, and the game started at 3 a.m.,
yeah.
you know, Pacific time.
I understand if yeah. you're a Dodger fan or a Padre fan,
mm-hmm.
yes. But, like, to be in New York going, I can't believe they did this on opening. Baseball is a regional sport.
Yeah, you weren't watching anyway.
Oh, you're right. You weren't going to watch it anyway. Right. If you want to watch highlights of Shohei Ohtani, there they are.
Yeah.
But to say like there and then try to compare it to like, could you imagine if the NFL took Patrick Mahomes and put his game in Germany at 3 a.m? Well, they wouldn't do that because the NFL gets viewers.
Right.
People watch NFL games.
Here's the other issue with this, and I get it. It kind of backfired on baseball. This series was announced last July before Ohtani decided to go to the Dodgers.
Oh, okay.
Now, you could say, well, you know, once he did, they could have adjusted. It could have changed the start time, so on and so forth. But, like, it's about the locals there in
yeah.
South Korea getting a chance to have Major League Baseball come to their city. Ha-Seong Kim from the Padres is a Seoul native.
You've oh, is that right?
You've got the Ohtani aspect. You've got Yamamoto making his Dodgers debut today. So I think it's less about the viewers back here in the States. Like, yeah, it's on TV, obviously. But I don't think MLB was like, oh, yeah, here's what we're going to do because we want to get a lot of eyeballs to the sets. We're going to throw these games on at 6 a.m. Eastern on a weekday. Like, I don't think that
don't
was
think
what
that
they
was
were going
game
for.
Plan.
No.
Okay.
No.
That makes sense.
But the Ohtani thing did backfire on them a little bit. You could make the case they should have known because the Dodgers were always going to seem like be on the short list of teams he was considering. Perfect storm.
I mean, you better get your ass up and watch this because Shohei Ohtani is going to be suspended for most of the season.
That's right. This could be his gambling. It's the final game of his career right here.
They just showed
South Korea.
They just showed him live in the dugout. Mm-hmm. He looks happy as could be, not a care in the world.
Yeah, well, that's what Dave Roberts said. He's prepared. He's ready to go, and I didn't think twice about putting him in the lineup today.
So he's good to go, this Ohtani. By the way, nice guy, Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson. I mean, this guy is a gem, CeeLo. Mm-hmm. Just a gem. He was driving in Indianapolis when he saw a car with a flat tire on the side of the road and a man trying to wave down somebody to help him. Anthony Richardson pulled over, gave the man a ride to an auto parts store, gave him $200, and then drove him back to his car. The man did not know that Anthony Richardson was a quarterback for the Colts.
He didn't? I thought I saw a picture of the two of them.
He did afterwards.
Oh, okay.
He found out. He asked him while he was driving, what do you do for a living?
What are you doing?
He goes, I'm a football player. I play with the Colts.
Right, yeah. And I was the fourth overall pick at the draft last year.
By the way, that was a bold move by Anthony Richardson. That guy could have been a scam on the side of the road looking to club him right over the head when he pulled over to help.
This is a young kid, by the way. He looks like, I don't have his age here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say in the 18 to 22 range.
Oh, okay, young guy.
And Anthony Richardson's a quarterback. He's not a defensive tackle or anything, but yeah. I think he could hold his own.
Yeah, but not if it's a scam. Like, there's a guy on the side road, you pull over to help, and like 19 guys get out like it's a clown car. And just
21, by the way, was this kid.
21 years old?
And he was
old?
With his girlfriend as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that was really nice of Anthony Richardson to do. I guess that's different. We're living in a different time and a different place, Indianapolis versus New York City,
yeah,
New Jersey.
A little different, yeah. But it is good to see these stories here and there and remind us that good human beings do exist out there in the world still.
Yeah, like Anthony Richardson was like, you know what? I'm going to pull over and help this kid.
Yeah.
The kid said that he was trying to wave down tons of people and no one was interested.
So I guess we take back what we said about Indianapolis. That's really just about Anthony Richardson.
What did we say about
it? You were just like, oh, it's different, you know, different part.
Oh, I see, right.
Versus
right.
New York City.
Right. No one did help him.
By the way, I'm like, this kid's 21, but Anthony Richardson's 21 as well. I'm forgetting that aspect.
How about this? Like, we assume everyone watches football, you know, of all the sports.
Yeah.
This kid not knowing who Anthony Richardson is.
Well, you could watch football and maybe not recognize him. I mean, think about it. They're out there in, helmets, pads,
right,
and everything.
And Anthony Richardson was hurt a lot last year.
Yeah.
So he
missed most of the season.
Yeah, he probably wasn't as visible.
Yeah, Gardner Minshew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The NHL's Winnipeg Jets. Why don't you set this one up for us, CeeLo, since I know you love a good Mike Francesa reference.
Yes. And what's cool about this is we did this yesterday on the show. You missed out.
Yeah.
So yesterday was Mike's 70th birthday.
Oh, nice.
So also Yu Darvish was pitching for the Padres in yesterday's Dodgers-Padres game. So sure enough, Funhouse had reposted the clip of Mike taking that call some years ago. I don't remember what year it was.
2015, I looked it up.
Okay, very good. Where the guy got Mike going down the path of, well, you know, when the San Francisco Giants come to town, like, do they get together with the New York Giants or the players? And Mike,
that's where this whole thing started.
Dead serious, like, didn't understand at first, but then it's got to be one of the weirdest calls I've gotten in a while. But I think it was an honest question, which I don't believe it was.
See,
I think the caller knew what he was doing.
I heard you playing it in the newsroom, and I assume you'll have that later today.
Yes.
And I kind of feel like Mike felt like, I kind of think the guy wasn't trying to pull somebody's leg.
You think the caller was dead serious?
I do.
Now, Brian Monzo, former WFAN employee, was producing Mike at the time and is also a hockey fan. So this Winnipeg Jets tweet, which we'll get to in a second, was right up his alley. And he quote tweeted and said, I remember screening this guy and he didn't lie to me. He told me this is the question I want to ask. And Mon said he thought it was a fair question. So he put it through. I'm not sure I believe that either. I think he wanted to see how Mike would handle it. and what his reaction was.
I love putting through a weird call.
Right, exactly. And it ended up perfect because Mike then, after cutting off the caller, got sarcastic about it and was like, oh, yeah, they get together, you know, for the picnic in Totowa, and then transitioned into what we used yesterday. And the Rangers, the Texas Rangers, the New York Rangers do it as well. You know, they get together in Abilene every year, and that Lundqvist and Darvish are actually very good friends. They've got a kinship. So he had some fun with it. So I don't know how it got on the Winnipeg Jets radar.
Yeah.
But whoever runs their Twitter account put out essentially the same kind of tweet, except they tagged the New York Jets, of course. Hey, since we're in town, they just beat the Rangers the other night, and they're in town to play the Islanders and the Devils. Since we're in town, you want to get together Friday for dinner because we have the same name. It could be like the Giants and the Giants picnic in Totowa. So the fact that he referenced Totowa tells you this is specific to that Francesa call some 10 years ago now.
Right.
Right? So it's interesting to me that we played a part of it. Funhouse put the clip out, Mike's birthday, the Jets aspect, and you just wonder, you try to put all the pieces together.
Yeah.
Is this guy who or gal who runs the Winnipeg Jets social media account a Francesa fan, a New Yorker, or you saw the Jets volley back? Did you see that?
I did see the Jets volley back.
So
they
maybe
answered.
And the Jets social media account is hot this week because they went all in on the sandwich thing with Mike Williams. So I'm wondering if this was like an inside job and someone from the Jets social media team reaches out to the Winnipeg Jets. Hey, here's what we're going to do. You guys put this tweet out, and then we'll answer, and we'll get all kinds of reaction and engagement and attention and eyeballs. Like, I could see that being a thing.
I need a documentary on this alone.
I agree. I would watch it.
Absolutely. I would watch a short documentary on everything that transpired just today about this.
Yeah.
Let's get it going. Sports Minute, what do we got today?
Amy Lawrence, Odyssey Sports Minute. Eddie's giving you a 50% chance.
Wow. Okay.
That's high.
Oh,
he gave Fleegs a 50-50 yesterday. Mm. Got it wrong.
This is about Shohei Ohtani.
Nailed it. Nice.
Yeah. By the way, CeeLo, how long do you think it would take me to learn Japanese enough that I could be an interpreter?
On Babbel?
Yeah.
With all your free time?
Yeah, like if I did 8 hours a day.
Yeah. 6 months.
6 months, I could be an interpreter.
I was going to say by Sunday.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.